Homily for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Last week, I spoke about the necessity for us as Christians to spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, before our Lord Jesus Christ, present in the most unique and powerful way that He is present to us. Well, this week, we are shown in the readings why we need to persist in praying before the Blessed Sacrament and why we need to enter into prayer on a regular basis. Now, to truly be a follower of Christ, which, of course, is the definition of what it means to be a Christian, we need to emulate our Lord and follow His commands. Well, today's Gospel reading opens with our Lord engaged in prayer as He frequently did throughout the Gospels. Prayer is so important to our Lord that He would regularly involve His disciples, and He even taught them how to pray, as we saw in the Gospel this morning. Well, if prayer is that important to our Lord, it must be that important to us who claim to follow Him. Not only should we listen to what Jesus taught His disciples to say, but we should also look at how He prayed. Now, in many places throughout the Gospels, Jesus would go to a secluded place and would devote His whole time and attention to prayer. Now, notice I said that He didn't go and do something else, like fishing. You know, I know going fishing for myself. Oh, yeah, I go out and I pray when I'm out with the fish. No, you don't. I've gone out fishing. You sit and watch that stupid line. That's what you do when you're fishing. You're not praying. Prayer is something that our Lord made His sole focus at those times that He went off to His secluded place. Well, in our lives, there must be times when we focus only on praying to God. Now, prayer is an activity that must involve our full attention in order to be effective. Now, it is important and it's very laudable, very praiseable to pray always by saying a short acclamation of praise, a short exclamation of praise. Jesus, I trust in You. Lord, I love You. Something like that throughout the day. But you know, that must not be our only form of prayer. We must take time every day to set aside everything in our lives for prayer. To truly enter into prayer, there must be silence on our part. Now, this silence isn't merely a lack of speech, a closing of our mouths, so we're not speaking. But it also must be an active listening. Prayer is a conversation with God. It's not a monologue. You know, if you're like me, sometimes your prayer devolves into a monologue. It turns into a monologue. Well, Lord, I really need this. I'd sure like for this to happen. And I want to pray for these people. There's this situation I was thinking about. It's all us talking. That's a monologue. But we're not listening. And for prayer to be effective, we must be listen. We must listen. You know, if we want to have a good conversation with someone, we need to listen to them and focus our attention on what they have to say. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but you've probably had these phone conversations where you're talking to someone on the phone and it's obvious they're doing something else. Maybe they're driving. Maybe they're doing the dishes. Maybe they're working on something. Now, of course, if they're driving, they probably shouldn't be on the phone in the first place. But with these other activities still, it's obvious their full attention is on whatever they're doing and not on your conversation. And it's very hard to have that conversation because you don't feel like you're being listened to. Well, likewise, we have to focus our attention on God and listen to what He has to say. If we want our prayer to be effective, we need to be silent and listen. As I said last week, if we truly desire to get to know our Lord, we need to spend time in His presence in front of the tabernacle. By regularly and persistently coming before Him in prayer, focusing on Him, we will develop an openness to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which God wants to pour down upon us, an openness to the will of God, our Heavenly Father, and most importantly, an openness that will bring us into eternal life in heaven through the salvation promised by Christ. It is this openness that will bring us to eternal life. Just being a good person is not enough. It's not enough. We need to fully and consciously enter into prayer daily. And we need to persist in that prayer now, in whatever state of life, wherever we find ourselves now. We can't put this off. Not till next week, not next month, next year. We have to do it now. As Christians, we need to devote ourselves to prayer, and we need to follow our Lord's example. Through dedication and persistence in prayer, we will be opened by God to His salvation.